A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze upon them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord, his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should Egyptians say, 'With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth'? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. And all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.' So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his own people." The word of the Lord. I have often used a large fold-out timeline of salvation history. In colorful display, I can see easily at a glance the progression from prehistory through the patriarchs, the sojourn in Egypt, the kings and prophets, and so on, all the way to Jesus, and then 200 years beyond the resurrection. This first reading from Exodus recounts the breaking of the covenant and the golden calf. I can find this on my timeline. The people had been freed from slavery in Egypt, and then they wandered in the wilderness for a very long time. During this time, they pitch tent while Moses goes up the mountain to converse with God. Meanwhile, the tribes grow restless, waiting for their leader, the mediator of the covenant. He is absent, away with God. And so they build a golden calf. They easily enjoy cultic fertility worship because their ancestors had been doing this for centuries. It was part of their Canaanite culture. They probably were not trying to directly break with their covenant with Yahweh. They were simply acting out of anxiety, boredom, and instinct. Moses comes down the mountain and sees the dancing and carrying on and becomes angry. It is here where today's narrative picks up. Moses' anger is projected onto God. Moses pleads, and it says that God relented and did not punish the people as God had threatened. This dramatic story reminds us of how difficult it was for the Israelites to make the cultural shift required in this new spiritual bond with the person who had been revealed in the burning bush as I Am Who Am, Yahweh. So the Gospel from John follows. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, the new I Am. Incidentally, Jesus' main mission was to show us that God has no anger, not in the past, not in the present, nor in the future. John's Gospel was written some 70 years after the resurrection and continues to establish Jesus' credentials as being sent by the Father and one with the Father. The community at this time still struggled to believe, even with the knowledge of God's compassion and mercy as revealed by Jesus and proclaimed by Paul in the first New Testament writings. But we too struggle with our own belief 2,000 years later. As we continue to journey toward Holy Week, we can use our imaginations and firmly trace our own names on that salvation history timeline chart. We are the privileged recipients of the faith. We live these convictions in a vibrant way now in 2018 and thus make our mark in the great line of saints, prophets, and teachers of the past, even into our present day. We can say we are right there, along with all of them, in the line of struggling believers.